We're back on tape. So, you know, deciding to come to Miami is really a big decision because it means you're staying in the United States. And how did that decision come about?
Well, towards the end of my PhD, I think I already made that decision that I was going to try to stay here. Uh-huh. I was doing well in my field. Mm-hmm. Even as a student, I think I was already being recognized as, you know, a force in the field. Mm-hmm. So I thought I had to seize the moment and continue to work here. Now, I could always go back, but you know, there is a rule of thumb that if you stay more than 2-3 years, it becomes really hard to go back, just because of the way research is done here and then in Brazil. Things are very difficult over there. To buy reagents, you know, the limitation in the critical mass, and other factors, make mm-hmm. research much more difficult. So, yeah, towards the end of my PhD already, I had already decided that I was going to look for a job. But of course, my original thought was that I was going to go for a postdoc. And I was considering going to David Clayton's lab at Stanford when this opportunity came up. So I took it.
Okay. And what went into your decision to come here? I mean, you alluded to the fact that you weren't sure you could.
Yeah, well, the way this opportunity came up was that there was another fellow in the lab called Michael King. He was looking for a job. The chairman of neurology here, Dr. Bradley, Walter Bradley, he was determined to start a neuromuscular group, and he wanted to hire someone doing mitochondrial diseases. So I guess he heard that Michael King was looking for a job, and he sent him a letter offering him a position. But Michael wanted a basic department. He didn't want a clinical department like neurology. So he didn't want the job, and he handed me the letter, said, "Are you interested?" So yeah, let me look into it. And there was a meeting of the American Academy of Neurology soon after that, where I met Dr. Bradley and we talked. And he's good friends with Salvatore Di Mauro, that we all call Billy Di Mauro. And Billy, you know, he loves me and he said the world about me. And Dr. Bradley offered me a job. Mm-hmm. It was a really, you know, it didn't take too much money to bring me. I was seen as a really junior kind of person. Mm-hmm. My startup was okay. It's not the same that people in the basic department will get. There was another recruit here that was a little bit more senior than I was. And I guess he got a better setup. But that was fine with me. Now, Miami as a city is the last place I thought I would end up, because that's where Brazilians come to do shopping.
Oh, okay.
So when you think about doing research in the United States, you don't think about Miami. On the other hand, it's a little closer to Brazil if you have to fly. And, you know, it's still United States. So the way you do research, the funding and all that is still here. So, I don't know if a little reluctantly, but we decided to come. And so far it has worked out okay. So I'm happy with the decision.
Okay. So you've been here, looks like about 4 years, huh?
No. 7.5. Since
I was looking at something else. 7.5, wow. How do you like Miami?
Now I like it a lot because I guess one thing, windsurfing.
Windsurfing. So you're still at the beach, huh?
Yeah, here, you know, Miami is quite boring in terms of geography. And there are cultural events also, but not that many. And I don't think I'll do much of that anyways. I like to be in a place where there are lots of cultural events, but if I count how many times I went to those things in New York, I can use maybe two hands. Of course, I'll go to the theater and things like that, but not very frequent. So it's hard to justify being a city just because of that. Anyways, here you have to take advantage of this, what the city has to offer. And Miami, is to me, is only one thing. It's the ocean. That's what you have to take advantage of. So a few years ago, I started windsurfing. And I got the virus. I got addicted to it. And it's my hobby now. So that's one thing besides science that I really enjoy, is windsurfing. And if it's really windy and I'm not too busy, I would even take off in the middle of the day. But those are rare days. Not that I can take off, but that are windy.
That they're windy, okay. All right. Well, we're gonna spend, like I said, tomorrow talking about your life here.
Okay.
Let me pause for just a second. Okay, we're back on tape. And actually, I think this would be a good place to stop today.
So sounds good.
We'll pick up tomorrow.